Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, there are so many diets out there. The Hollywood diet and the HCG diet and the Atkins diet and the Mediterranean diet. Oh, I could go on for a very long time. And you've heard it, low fat, low carb, no fat. What are you supposed to make of all these diets? And if you really want to try one or you want to really get into that weight loss frame of mind, what do you do if you're somebody who needs to follow a plan? My guest is Dr. Pam Peake. She's an internationally renowned physician, scientist, and expert in the field of nutrition, metabolism, stress, and fitness. So welcome to the show, Dr. Peake. There are so many diets out there. What are people supposed to do if they're not the kind of person that can make a lot of their own choices?
You know, something, one of the most important things I say is this. If it sounds too good to be true, it is. So, you know, as someone who works directly with WebMD as their chief lifestyle expert, I get this daily. Yesterday I was answering some of the diet community questions. There's raspberry ketones, and then there's a brand new, you know, some kind of supplement called Phenacal, and it just goes on and on. It's endless. There was even one gastric bypass in a bottle. I'm not kidding you. For $500, yes, you too can have a gastric bypass in a bottle. And do you know what it is, Melanie? Seriously. It is fiber wafers that I could have bought for, you know, I mean, really, I could have just had a few carrots for, you know, a couple bucks, and I would have been able to, you know, save myself, $500. I mean, it's just crazy out there. So here's what you're really looking for. Number one, you know, I personally am highly, highly recommending that people sit down with a registered dietitian when they can, an RD, not someone who calls himself a nutritionist. Anybody could do that. I mean a registered dietitian who's fully licensed, et cetera, and sit down with this individual and say, look, here's my family history. You know, there's 28 diabetics in my family, or there's, you know, everyone's dropping from heart disease, or, you know, whatever the issue may be. And, you know, you have to have a customized approach here. It's very important that, you know, someone doesn't just schlop you with what they gave the last 28 people, that you sit down and you see what your real needs are. What if you're going to now pick up much more of an active lifestyle? Are you eating enough that's appropriate with that? This is why it's so terribly important to really go where credibility is. There are some excellent websites that really help. I mentioned WebMD. They have a food and fitness planner that's excellent. It's incredibly comprehensive. There are other places that also have excellent resources. Spark People's another one that's really quite good. You know, and clearly, if you're beginning to work with a fitness professional, they also will be able to help give you a little bit of not so much nutritional guidance, but where to go to be able to get the best resources in the community, because oftentimes they're associated with them. They know who they are. They know who they're talking about. And
I think it's important that you mentioned credibility, because that is, but so many of these diets, Dr. Peake, when you see Atkins is credible, I mean, they're all over the place. And boy, he was on all these shows and all these things. And the cabbage soup diet, boy, they were even talking about that at Weight Watchers for a while.
Yeah, but they were never credible. They were never credible, because the most important thing you have to ask for is there evidence-based science behind the program or the plan? That's my acid drop dead. That's a deal breaker right there. If I see that it's a website that touts a specific kind of way to eat, or, you know, a program, supplement, you know, whatever, and all I see are a bunch of, you know, customer testimonials, I don't know where they got them from, and at the same time, there's no evidence-based anything, okay, then I'm saying, well, that was real special, and thanks for sharing. What I tend to do is I tend to really go for the most credible places, the American Dietetic Association, the American Diabetes Association, the American, Heart Association. Of course, I'll look at a Cleveland Clinic and a Mayo Clinic. They've got a lot of experts behind that.
But wait, can I jump in here? Because the Mayo Clinic diet, there is a diet out there that's called the Mayo Clinic diet that is not associated with Mayo Clinic.
Exactly. And that's why I always say, go for the credibility. You have to know. You have to do your own due diligence. Be your own advocate. You have to ask yourself, who wrote it, who's backing it, and what's the evidence? If the if the website they're giving you is not the Mayo Clinic, then run.
Yes.
Okay? That's why you have to do this. Now, what's best for you? I'm going to tell you something interesting. What was best for me when I was 20 is now different now that I'm not 20, right? Meaning that over the course of time, you end up changing, you know, by age, perimenopausal status, all kinds of things are happening to you. So it's really important to stay with that, too, which is why working with a professional helps. No question about that. But here's also something else. Experiment. Let's just say, for instance, gee, am I going to do better on a lower carb situation or a lower fat situation? What I found out for myself is I do kind of a little combination in which I have more healthy fat. Right, so I'll have 30 to 35% fat in my diet, but it's healthy fats. I just had avocado with my salad for, you know, lunch, and that was just a wonderful healthy fat, for instance. Right, but my carbs are actually lower. My overall carbs, I try to steer clear of refined and processed carbs, but the ones that I eat are vegetables primarily, some fruit, and
which
grain.
Is amazing. Okay, the carbs that you eat and the carbs that I eat are vegetables. For me, and fruits, but mainly vegetables. People hear the word no carb, Dr. Peak, and they say, oh, Atkins doesn't even allow you to eat a tomato.
No. Wait a minute now. You never, ever, ever, under any circumstance, eliminate an entire macronutrient category. You don't
say
do
it
that.
Again.
No, there's no such thing as a no macronutrient, no protein, no carbohydrate, no fat. I mean, that's ridiculous. You need all three for life. However, the question wasn't no. The question was the quality. Which ones do I have? So of the carbohydrates I eat, I'm eating whole vegetables, whole fruit, and whole grains. Those are the kind of carbohydrates I eat. Do I tend to steer clear of, you know, the processed and refined sugars? Heck yeah. You know, I mean, because I don't get anything out of them, you know, other than maybe a very occasional treat. But, you know, I'm looking at my body saying I want to honor my body by nourishing it appropriately. Of course I have treats, but I don't. But my treats are well thought out. They don't necessarily mean I'm going to have a mountain or gobs of
processed. And that's the thing that's so confusing to people.
Sugar.
I knew a girl who said, well, I'm pre-diabetic. I can't eat any more beans or grains. And I said, you're never going to have diabetes from beans, from grains, from legumes. Stay away from white flour, white sugar, processed foods. But it was so bizarre to me that she said, no, a grain does not touch my lips. Really?
No, that is ridiculous.
It is.
Again, hello, let's all read the literature again. And you know, to be perfectly blunt with you, Melody, you and I are smarty pantses, you know, because we tend to know more because of our backgrounds and our expertise. But for the common person out there, all you have to do is go to some of the more hallowed sites. Here are the best sites, okay? Again, I mentioned WebMD, but also, how about the Harvard School of Public Health? Walt Willett's incredible work up there with absolutely evidence-based science. I mean, there's no one who can touch him. How about the UC Berkeley Health Newsletter? I mean, it is just the Mac Daddy. How about nutrition's, the group in Washington, the Nutrition Science for Consumers. And that one is a fabulous group. And again, Mike Jacobson and all those guys over there use evidence-based science to be able to do their critiques on and their analysis on all diets that they come flying through. At the end of the day, Melanie, it's you've got to customize it for yourself.
You absolutely do, and
absolutely.
One good website, everydiet.org, lists every diet that we've been discussing here and its pros and cons, so you can check some of those out too, and Dr. Peak has given you some really great information about finding what's right for you and not eliminating really anything from your diet. You can't do that. This is Melanie Call for Radio MD and Train Your Body, Motivate, and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine. Stay well. We'll be right back.